Good morning, beloved. It is wonderful to start our week off together in God's Word. And so thank you for meeting me on this beautiful Monday morning. Today we are in Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23. Today's reading continues the Apostle Paul's plea to the believers in Rome that they need to avoid judging others and not act in ways that may cause others to stumble and fall into sin. Their lives are to be guided by the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. And God's saving word for us as we begin this new week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Romans chapter 14 at verse 13. So then, let us stop judging one another. Instead, you should decide never to do anything that would make others stumble or fall into sin. My union with the Lord Jesus makes me certain that no food is of itself ritually unclean. But if you believe that some food is unclean, then it becomes unclean for you. If you hurt others because you eat something, then you are no longer acting from love. Do not let the food you eat ruin the person for whom Christ died. Do not let what you regard as good get a bad name. For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. And when you serve Christ in this way, you please God and are approved by others. So then, we must always aim at those things that bring peace and that help strengthen one another. Do not, because of food, destroy what God has done. All food may be eaten, but it is wrong to eat anything that will cause someone else to fall into sin. The right thing to do is to keep from eating meat, drinking wine, or doing anything else that will make other believers fall. Keep what you believe about this matter, then, between yourself and God. Happy are those who do not feel guilty when they do something they judge is right. But if they have doubts about what they eat, God condemns them when we eat it because their action is not based on faith. And anything that is not based on faith is sin. And today's key verse is Romans 14, verse 17, where Paul writes, "For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives." And again, beloved, we find Paul writing to believers that have perhaps come out of Judaism, or maybe they're Roman believers and they are surrounded by Jewish believers. And of course, the Jews have been brought up in a whole society where you could eat this, but you can't eat that. You can touch this, but you can't touch that, and on and on and on. And so here Paul is saying, look at it. You know, why do something that you know is going to cause someone to sin? If you know this is causing a weaker brother to have a problem, then it's a sin for you to do it, simply because you're not thinking of what is best for your weaker brethren. And again, it all has to come down to what love is. Love is wanting what is best for the other person, regardless of what it costs me. And if we love our brothers and sisters in Christ the way that God loves the church, then we are going to want to do everything so that we can avoid doing things that are going to cause our brothers and sisters to fail. Let's pray. Almighty God, help me to avoid acting in a way that may cause someone to stumble and fall into sin. May the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives guide me my every thought and action this day. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be over in Psalm 32, where we will be reading a prayer of confession. And so until tomorrow morning, may God richly bless you, your family, your children, your grandchildren. I claim this for you in Jesus' name.